Yes, go ahead.
I can just make a very quick comment, really quickly. I think that is a huge, huge truth that we need to grasp as the church in this day and age. We tend so much to say that this is the sacred part of my life, and this is the secular part of my life. I'm going to go to school, and then after school, I can study my Bible. After school, I can go to meeting. Sunday morning, I can enjoy the meeting, you know, free of mind. No, that is fatally wrong. That's going to keep you stagnant all your life if you think like that. And I read once, I think it was in Tozer's book, The Pursuit of God, he said Satan would love to have you thinking like that for your whole life, because that's how he makes useless Christians. Mm-hmm. He said he would love to have you thinking like that all of your life.
Just like to finish by going back to Colossians 3 for a moment. I had hoped to develop this a little bit more, but I want to encourage you, go back to chapter 3 and go through chapter 3 and look at it, because in verses 5 through 11, you have some things that we're to do. Mm-hmm. If we're going to live a balanced life, if we're going to really be yoked with Christ, we're really going to set our affections on things above. There are some things that we need to do. And one of those things, put to death, put off. And it says again, put off the old man. So it in a practical way, practice your position. Mm. In a practical way, practice your position. That's what 5 through 11 is saying. Then, in verses 12, down to the verses that Mark brought us to, it reminds us of our origin as a Christian. It says that you're elect of God, holy and beloved. Put on tender mercies. So, go to the new man's closet and put on. And it tells you what to put on. You want to pursue things. We talked about the other day, pursuing righteousness. He says these are the things that you ought to be working in your life, putting these things on. Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. Why? Because all of these are features of Christ. And so he says put them on. And then he talks about now giving us a purpose. Bearing with one another in love. And it goes on and develops this in our relationship with one another. So if we get occupied with being yoked with Christ, there are things for us to do. Mm-hmm. And the Lord will open the door. He'll show us what we ought to be occupied with. And so we want to encourage you. This idea of balanced life mm-hmm. is being yoked with Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay? So let's just close in prayer.